Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study, Pradeep, Part 1. Ascendant, Leo Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Pradeep's ascendant in Leo brings a bold, self-assured presence. Leo risings are naturally drawn to purpose-driven living, often seeking roles where they can lead, influence, or inspire. The need for visibility, recognition, and living from the heart runs deep. There's a desire not only to stand out, but to do so for something meaningful, whether that's creative expression, leadership, or moral integrity. His nakshatra, Purva Falguni, adds a layer of sensuality, charm, and social magnetism. It emphasizes enjoyment, artistic leanings, and relational warmth, but also introduces lessons around overindulgence and personal responsibility. There is a magnetic ease to his personality, likely making him someone others are naturally drawn to, but that charm conceals a deeper creative engine that needs genuine outlets to stay fulfilled. This combination activates the creator archetype at the core of his personality. Pradeep is not here to follow templates. He's here to design his life in a way that reflects who he truly is. The creator archetype thrives on originality, emotional expression, and shaping beauty from inner vision. In everyday life, this may show up as a deep identification with personal aesthetics, storytelling, or nurturing environments that feel inspiring and alive. He may have a strong preference for environments where he can craft, lead, or influence from a place of joy and authenticity. At the same time, Leo's solar influence means the identity is forged through visibility and challenge. The creator here is not just imaginative, it seeks legacy. Pradeep likely feels most alive when he's seen for what he uniquely offers, whether that's through leadership, design, relationships, or refined lifestyle. Yet his growth comes when he moves from being admired for how he shines to being respected for why he shines, letting his life speak a deeper, creative truth. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study, Pradeep, Part 2. Fourth House, Emotional Foundation, Inner Stability, and Home Life. Moon in Scorpio, Anuradha Nakshatra, K2 in Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra. Pradeep's fourth house reflects a profoundly transformative and emotionally rich inner world. With the moon placed in Scorpio, his emotional life is intense, deeply private, and prone to cycles of upheaval and renewal. Scorpio moons are not content with surface-level safety. They crave emotional truth, even when it's uncomfortable. For Pradeep, inner peace often comes only after wrestling with his own emotional depth and learning to hold space for complex, sometimes contradictory feelings. The presence of Anuradha Nakshatra gives this emotional depth a loyal, structured, and duty-bound expression. Anuradha adds devotion and a deep desire for emotional bonding, but also a need for boundaries. It suggests that while Pradeep yearns for connection and stability, he also guards his emotional world carefully, revealing it only to those who've earned his trust. Emotional responsibility may have been placed on him early in life, shaping him into someone who carries others even while working through his own vulnerabilities. This activates the guardian archetype in his fourth house. The guardian is stable, protective, and emotionally steady under pressure. In Pradeep's life, this archetype shows up as a powerful inner anchor. He may take on the role of emotional protector in his family or create home environments where safety and loyalty are prioritized above comfort or ease. He likely takes great pride in being the one others can rely on, especially in private or domestic matters. Also placed here is K2 in Cancer, which amplifies the theme of detachment from traditional emotional roles or familial conditioning. This influence brings a quiet, inward-turning mystic quality, suggesting a subconscious withdrawal from emotional dependency and a karmic need to find his own version of emotional truth. He may feel emotionally different from family or may have grown up feeling unseen or misunderstood, leading to a journey of reclaiming inner safety on his own terms. Together, this Moon K2 combination in the fourth house creates a private yet powerful emotional architecture. Pradeep's inner life may be invisible to most, but it is carefully built, emotionally resilient, and deeply capable of nurturing others from a place of lived wisdom. His true sense of home is not built around comfort. It's built around emotional integrity and earned loyalty. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Pradeep Part 3. Sixth House, Discipline, Work, Service, and Inner Challenge. Saturn and Rahu in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada and Shravana Nakshatras, the sixth house governs day-to-day work, routines, physical discipline, and the way one handles pressure, conflict, and service. Pradeep's sixth house is a significant zone of karmic refinement, as it contains both Saturn and Rahu, a pairing that demands maturity, commitment, and psychological mastery in the face of difficulty. This house doesn't just show what he does for work, it reveals how he's shaped through perseverance and what inner obstacles he's meant to confront. Saturn in Uttara Ashada establishes the foundation of the guardian archetype here. Saturn brings discipline, realism, and a deep sense of duty to Pradeep's daily life. In this context, he's someone who thrives on structure, responsibility, and measurable progress, particularly in work or service roles. He may feel like he has to carry more than others in professional settings, whether through long hours, emotional steadiness, or a constant need to prove reliability. Uttara Ashada enhances this with a drive toward righteous success and the fulfillment of ethical, long-term goals. Pradeep likely views work not just as a task, but as a character-defining pursuit. Rahu in Shravana, however, brings complexity, activating the maverick archetype within the same domain. Rahu seeks mastery through unconventional means. In Shravana, ruled by the moon, it creates a hunger to learn, adapt, and absorb knowledge, but often through unusual or disruptive channels. Pradeep may be drawn to learning through contrast, entering traditional systems, but then questioning or even outgrowing them. Rahu in this position could also lead him to take on too much in the name of proving himself, potentially triggering cycles of overwork or misalignment. These dual archetypes, the guardian and the maverick, coexist in tension, but also in creative balance. The guardian wants structure, tradition, and trust. The maverick seeks growth through disruption and reinvention. In day-to-day life, Pradeep may oscillate between strict, disciplined routines and sudden bursts of rebellion, especially when those routines feel limiting or inauthentic. He may be someone who holds a steady job while secretly building a new system or idea behind the scenes. The presence of both these planets in Capricorn, a sign that amplifies responsibility, suggests that even when Pradeep challenges the norm, he does so from a place of calculated persistence, not chaos. His work ethic is strong, and even his deviations are likely guided by a desire for long-term excellence. Psychologically, this sixth house reveals a person forged by pressure. Pradeep becomes sharper, clearer, and more resilient through labor, whether mental, emotional, or physical. Yet his path isn't just to serve, it's to evolve service itself. He is here not just to fulfill duty, but to redefine what meaningful, intelligent service looks like in the modern world. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Pradeep Part 4. Seventh House, Relationships, Partnerships, and Mirror Dynamics. Mars and Venus in Aquarius, Dhanishta and Shatabhisha Nakshatras. The seventh house reveals how we engage with others through partnership, romantic, professional, and psychological. It acts as a mirror, showing us traits we must integrate through connection. For Pradeep, this house is activated by the presence of both Mars and Venus, suggesting a high-stakes, high-energy approach to relationships that demands both connection and independence. Mars in Dhanishta brings assertiveness and drive into the relational field, activating the strategist archetype. This version of Pradeep seeks clarity, structure, and momentum in partnerships. He may approach relationships with a task-oriented mindset, measuring their progress, managing expectations, and aiming for shared achievement. There's a desire to build something with a partner, whether emotionally, intellectually, or materially. Dinishta brings rhythm and timing into this Mars, making him sensitive to whether a relationship is progressing on the right beat. Disruption of that rhythm may lead to withdrawal or impatience. Venus in Shatabisha adds a contrasting layer, the innovator archetype in love. Venus here seeks unusual, mentally stimulating, and often non-traditional forms of connection. Shatabisha is ruled by Rahu and links to themes of healing, detachment, and individuality within union. This can make Pradeep both deeply romantic and difficult to pin down, someone who desires closeness but resists emotional dependency. He's drawn to intelligent, independent partners and may require relationships that allow space for evolution, not just togetherness. These two archetypes, strategist and innovator, coexist in dynamic tension. The strategist craves purposeful partnership with shared goals and defined commitments. The innovator rebels against rigidity, valuing growth, experimentation, and autonomy. Pradeep may find himself toggling between these modes, craving intimacy and clarity, yet needing intellectual distance and freedom. In real life, this could translate into alternating between periods of deep bonding and deliberate emotional retreat. Aquarius as the sign governing this house adds a cool visionary layer. Pradeep's partnerships are often tied to ideals or missions larger than romance, shared causes, intellectual resonance, or social innovation. He may be most fulfilled with a partner who challenges norms with him or helps him build future-facing structures, whether in career or ideology. Psychologically, the seventh house reveals that relationships are where Pradeep refines his identity. Others serve as catalysts, forcing him to clarify his desires, discipline his impulses, and evolve his expectations. He learns not just how to relate, but why he relates. Intimacy for him is not about merging, it's about mutual recognition, aligned evolution, and strategic companionship. Psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Pradeep Pai. Eighth house, transformation, hidden power, and emotional depth. Sun in Pisces, Rivati Nakshatra. The eighth house governs personal transformation, psychological depth, shared resources, and hidden power dynamics. It is where we confront loss, vulnerability, intimacy, and the unknown, and emerge changed. With the sun placed here, Pradeep's core identity is forged through inner crises, deep emotional processing, and his ability to face what others avoid. The eighth house sun doesn't shine outward, it glows inward, illuminating the unconscious with clarity earned through trial. This placement activates the visionary archetype, but in a deeply internalized, almost spiritualized form. The sun here suggests that Pradeep's sense of self is awakened not through attention or status, but through intimate truth and transformative experience. He is not afraid to dive deep into his own psyche, others' motives, or the darker corners of life. His power comes from what he's survived, understood, or helped others navigate through. Rivati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, adds a layer of compassionate intelligence and completion. It brings a soft, luminous refinement to the otherwise intense eighth house themes. Pradeep may feel that part of his identity is karmically linked to helping others heal, process grief, or let go. Rivati seeks resolution. So his journey through this house is not just about transformation, but closure, peace, and guiding others through the end of one phase into the beginning of another. In day-to-day life, this can manifest in several ways. Pradeep may be a private person who guards his true self until trust is deeply earned. He might have experienced significant changes around identity, family, or finances, often where letting go became the path to rebirth. He may also be drawn to fields or roles involving healing, psychology, research, mysticism, or any work that requires seeing what lies beneath the surface. The visionary in the eighth house is not a preacher. It's an alchemist. Pradeep is meant to take raw emotional material, loss, betrayal, surrender, and refine it into wisdom, resilience, and insight. His life direction may not be linear, but each change he undergoes deepens his core sense of purpose. The more he leans into this shadow work, the more luminous his sense of self becomes. Psychologically, this placement suggests that self-worth must come from within. Pradeep cannot rely on external validation. His light comes from integration. He may be called to support others through transformative times, offering wisdom not from textbooks, but from having walked the path himself. The eighth house sun is not about dominance. It's about silent power earned through survival, surrender, and psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Pradeep Part 6, Ninth House, philosophy, higher knowledge, and life beliefs. Mercury and Aries Bharani Nakshatra. The ninth house governs belief systems, higher education, mentors, philosophy, and the guiding principles that shape how we interpret life. It is the domain of meaning, expansion through knowledge, and the pursuit of truth. With Mercury placed here, Pradeep's mind is naturally drawn to big ideas, but he processes them through quick logic, personal conviction, and intellectual independence. His philosophies are not passive. They're meant to be questioned, refined, and actively lived. This strongly activates the reformer archetype. Pradeep approaches systems of belief not as a student who blindly absorbs, but as someone who evaluates, challenges, and reconstructs them for practical application. He is intellectually driven to improve the way truth is taught or understood, especially in areas like education, publishing, law, or personal ethics. His beliefs are informed by lived experience and sharp thinking rather than dogma. In everyday life, he might express this by questioning authority, mentoring others, or building frameworks that make complex ideas accessible. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, adds emotional intensity and transformational force to this intellectual landscape. Bharani natives carry themes of inner power, discipline, and the responsibility to carry what others cannot. When Mercury operates through this nakshatra, Pradeep's mind becomes a tool of deep moral responsibility. His ideas may come from places of pressure or personal difficulty, but they carry weight, compassion, and purpose. He is not content to theorize. He wants beliefs that do something, that liberate or guide others through real transitions. The combination of Mercury's intellect and Bharani's transformative drive can manifest in a strong urge to teach, write, or share insights that reshape others' perspectives. He may have a gift for saying what others avoid, or for translating ancient wisdom into something modern, urgent, and real. There's a fire to his communication. His truths are not neutral. They are meant to stir, provoke, and move. In relationships or communities, Pradeep may naturally step into the role of guide or philosophical anchor. He might be seen as the one who knows why, not just knows how. However, he must also be aware of becoming rigid in his views. Mercury in Aries can lean toward impulsiveness or a need to assert ideas quickly. Learning to balance speed with depth is key. At its best, this ninth house configuration makes Pradeep a torchbearer of evolving truth. He reformulates belief not to rebel, but to serve. He is here to challenge what's outdated, not to destroy it, but to rebuild it with clarity, force, and vision. His knowledge isn't ornamental, it's functional, and it's meant to empower others on their journey. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Part 7. 11th House, Community, Aspirations, and Collective Impact. Jupiter in Gemini, Ardha Nakshatra. The 11th house speaks to our social networks, long-term ambitions, and the gains we seek from life. It reflects how we engage with the collective, our role within a larger group, our ability to influence community, and the goals that motivate us beyond individual needs. With Jupiter placed here, Pradeep brings generosity, knowledge, and expansive thinking to his social contributions. His presence in a group uplifts, teaches, and inspires, even when he's not trying to. This placement activates the visionary archetype, especially in its collective expression. Pradeep is not simply chasing goals for personal success. He's motivated by ideas that can shape systems, uplift communities, and create long-term meaning. Jupiter's presence makes him someone who sees patterns others miss. He understands how shared efforts, mutual benefit, and group alignment contribute to something larger than the sum of its parts. He likely thrives in roles where he can teach, guide, or expand the reach of ideas, especially through conversation, mentorship, or social platforms. Ardha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, adds a powerful intensity to this otherwise expansive Jupiter. Ardha is about transformation through disruption, tearing down what no longer serves in order to build something truer. This lends a reformist, even radical edge to Pradeep's vision. He may not be satisfied with mere inspiration. He wants change. His ideals, while grand, are rooted in the raw realities of life. He has the emotional intelligence to handle discomfort and the intellectual rigor to redesign the rules. In social circles, he may often take the role of truth-teller, innovator, or systems critic, someone who shakes things up to move things forward. This dual influence of Jupiter and Ardra makes him particularly suited to environments that need both wisdom and courage: startups, think tanks, education, activism, or spiritual communities. He is the one who can spot outdated frameworks, propose scalable alternatives, and rally people around a mission. However, this combination can also bring restlessness. His desire to grow, improve, or fix may clash with slower-moving systems or people resistant to change. The visionary archetype here is outward-focused, tied to Pradeep's ability to see future possibilities and to encourage others to grow with him. He may be drawn to friendships with intelligent, curious, and unconventional individuals. These connections are not about comfort, they're about progress. Gains in life, both material and spiritual, may come through alliances, group projects, or social innovation. His community is a place of evolution. At its core, this 11th house placement shows Pradeep's purpose as a social architect of transformation. He doesn't just see what's wrong, he sees what's possible. He challenges his networks to think bigger, act better, and connect deeper. His long-term goals are tied to the collective's growth, and his greatest gains come not from isolation, but from catalyzing change in others. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study Pradeep, Part 8. 12th house, solitude, subconscious patterns, and spiritual release. K2 in Cancer. The 12th house is the most inward-facing space in the chart. It governs the subconscious, isolation, spiritual transcendence, and hidden karmic patterns. It's not about doing, it's about dissolving. With K2 placed here, Pradeep is wired for internal depth, often guided by instincts he can't fully explain. This position suggests a soul that's been through emotional intensity in past lives and is now seeking detachment, not through escape, but through mastery of the emotional realm. This placement activates the mystic archetype. Pradeep is someone who may find clarity only in retreat, mentally, emotionally, or physically. There is a natural orientation towards solitude, contemplation, and inner work. In everyday life, this may show up as a need for regular withdrawal from noise and emotional clutter. Even if outwardly sociable, he is likely energized by silence, dreams, private rituals, or spiritual study. The mystic here is not about esoteric flair. It's about emotional clarity and karmic simplification. Ashlesha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, deepens this introspective tendency. Ashlesha is serpent-like, guarded, coiled, intuitive, and fiercely protective of emotional space. It adds a psychic sensitivity to Pradeep's inner world, giving him an uncanny ability to perceive subtle emotional undercurrents in himself and others. Yet it also carries the potential for emotional entanglement, secrecy, or suppression, especially if Pradeep avoids processing the emotions that surface in quiet moments. K2's natural detachment, combined with Ashlesha's emotional complexity, creates a spiritual paradox. He is meant to feel deeply, but also to let go. This placement often brings experiences where emotional release, grief, nostalgia, guilt, or longing becomes a gateway to liberation. Dreams, creative solitude, or spiritual service may be key outlets. He may also have karmic ties to emotional caretaking from past lives, which he must now process and transcend. The mystic archetype here is subtle and serious. Pradeep may be drawn to spiritual traditions, psychological healing, or philosophical inquiry, not for display, but as a quiet commitment. His most profound insights may not be shared openly, but they shape how he lives, forgives, and lets go. He is here to dissolve emotional illusions, not through denial, but through inner mastery. In practical life, this placement often calls for boundary setting in emotional and spiritual matters. Pradeep must be careful not to absorb the emotions of others unconsciously or to confuse withdrawal with avoidance. When integrated well, this placement makes him a profound inner guide, not only for himself, but for others walking through the invisible terrain of grief, memory, and spiritual transformation. Ultimately, Pradeep's 12th house is a sanctuary for emotional alchemy. It's where his karma softens, his identity dissolves, and his intuition becomes pure. He is here not just to feel, but to release, and in doing so, become a channel for peace, wisdom, and silent power.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.